Welcome to the President's Monday Night at the Movies, a series of inspirational speeches intended to lift your spirits about the situation in Iraq.
Senior News Analyst Daniel Shore.
And there's a lot of room for lifting. The investigations of the prison abuse scandal broaden and point higher than a handful of sadistic MPs. Plea-copping officers offer to place the top general, Ricardo Sanchez, as present during one or more of the interrogations. General Sanchez strongly denies this. In northern Iraq, it is pictures again that embarrass the military. The American command asserts that its air attack that killed more than 40 Iraqis was aimed at a safe house used by foreign fighters. But the videotape shows musical instruments and pots and pans, supporting the local claim of an attack on a wedding party. Trouble among the warriors. Ahmed Chalabi, all-time favorite of the Pentagon, beneficiary of millions of dollars, is subjected to an American-backed raid, suspected of turning over American military secrets to Iran, number two on the axis of evil. Chalabi almost monopolizes Sunday television talk shows in America. He says the CIA is trying to smear him. The one-time American stooge is converted into anti-American leader. Scratch Chalabi from the list of prospective leaders in a new government. Scratch also Izzeddine Salim, the assassinated president of the governing council. And other candidates fearful of assassination might not stay the course, in the favorite slogan of President Bush. The latest insider book to dump on the administration's planning for the war and its aftermath is by retired Marine General Anthony Zinni. He says on CBS 60 Minutes, "The course is headed over Niagara Falls. It should be evident to everybody that they've screwed up." But never mind. President Bush, investing some of his dwindling political capital, has committed himself to a series of weekly speeches explaining how it will turn out all right by June 30th. This is Daniel Shore.